Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. Because of the type of meeting that this is here, there are many who perhaps would listen now, who may not actually get up and go to a meeting that has channeling in it. I am aware of that. The first thing I want to tell you is this. What you see here is an expansion of the love of God. It does not compete with anything that you have been told about the love or the compassion or the majesty of a beautiful creator. The messages that I have been bringing now to this planet for 31 years, those messages are easy. They're easy because they're simple. And the first message that I have given is this. Dear ones, the creative source that created and made you is bigger than you've been told. And that source is one who knows who you are, who loves you almost as you were the children of that creator. That many of the things that you have been told already would enhance that truth. You have a term, made in his image. This is a scriptural term that means that you are the image of the Creator. That your soul carries that love and that compassion. Let me ask you, have you been told that when you pass and die, that your soul keeps going? And the answer is yes. Almost all of the Earth's belief systems echo that. In other words, that's what they believe. The soul is forever. That should tell you who you are. That the human part is temporary, but the soul part is forever. And yet you cannot split them apart. You are alive right now, living within your soul. As you walk this planet, your soul walks with you. The soul is indeed extremely difficult for you to understand because it's much, much bigger. It's outside of the reality that you know. It's not three-dimensional, but it's there. Your soul is the vehicle that you ride in spiritually. And in that soul are pieces and parts of the creative source of the universe. Imagine that. You are not simply biology on this planet. Indeed, you are far, far greater than that. The greater part is that which we have been teaching for 31 years. You have a loving creator, just like you've learned. A beautiful God, just like you've learned. But the difference is this. It's not a God of judgment. It's a God of love. Did you ever read in Scripture a parable called the prodigal son? Now, this parable is about two children of one father. And one of the children did spectacular things and he obeyed all the rules. The other child did the opposite. And as the story goes, both boys eventually came home for a visit. And what the parable says is that they received the same beautiful reception, almost a party, both of them. This parable is exactly the way it is. My message to humanity is you have not been told the entire story. It's not a God of judgment. You come to this planet and you have free choice to come and go as you wish, to do the things as you wish. But if you start to embrace those godly things, your life starts to change. For that's what you were built for. That's what your soul is for. And the closer you can be to that which is the creative source within you, the better things go in your life. Listen, I am talking about changes in you as you become closer to the love source that you came from, that's in your soul, that is your lineage, that you deserve. Are you aware that this particular information was withheld from you and your culture, specifically your culture, and a few others? You're aware that you were not really told the entire truth. So what I want to tell you is this. This planet is starting to change. Did you notice? And that entire truth is starting to be seen. It's almost like light is starting to show in a way it never did before. But let me get back to this premise that I bring to you and have for 31 years. Listen. How would you like to live longer? How would you like to not fear or have less anxiety? How would you like to keep disease away from your body? I'll tell you how. It's when you start understanding that with free choice, within you are all of the attributes I just talked about. For as you start to believe that within you is part of the Creator, part of the God source in you, your body starts to change. The first question, again, I would ask regarding the body-spirit relationship is this. Do you believe that your consciousness, how you feel about things, what you believe, do you believe that your consciousness actually can change things? Some do, and some do not. And yet, when you look around you, you see it everywhere. The man or the woman who is afraid of disease all their life will actually bring it to their body. You know I'm right. You have friends who are always afraid they'd catch something, and they catch everything. And you see them, and they're always sick. And you say, well, there goes a human being who doesn't have a very strong immune system. You'll be right, because the strength of the immune system is directly linked to your belief in you. Do you believe that the sacredness that the masters walked around the earth with is in you? It is. If you look for it, if you believe it, if you start actually saying, dear God, dear Spirit, is this true? Many of you use homeopathy as cures for many of the diseases and the trials of humans in their bodies. Homeopathy works, but science says it should not. Because it simply sends a tiny signal to the smart part of your body called the innate that then starts processes that strengthen your immune system. Dear ones, welcome to homeopathy, which is consciousness in the body. That is the consciousness of your body starting to cure because you sent it a signal. In this new energy, the signals that you're going to start sending to your own body are the signals of belief. Is it true? Can it be true? that within you there is this enormous feature where you can cure your own body of fear, anxiety, disease. So you could strengthen your immune system just like the masters did, who never caught anything, as you know. They didn't have diseases, as you know. This is your time. That is your lineage. Your lineage that we speak of is spiritual. It is from the Creator. That source, which you call God, is in you. And Scripture has always said it was. Channeling is information directly from a source which is beautiful, compassionate, kind. And for all of these years, I have been giving you these messages. The second message that I have been giving for 31 years, starting with the first book that I told my partner to write, is this. There's a shift coming, and the shift will be in human consciousness, a bigger shift than has ever occurred on the planet of how humans think, how they treat themselves, what they want, and what they will allow. Like a light is being turned on, a higher consciousness will start to happen. That shift occurred. It occurred in 2012. All over the planet, the indigenous predicted it. So many different words were used for that coming shift. It was allied or tied to the stars, for it was called the precession of the equinoxes. Indeed, that is the truth. It represents a 26,000-year wobble of the Earth, and when that wobble was centered, that is to say, the start and the stop of a continuing wobble had a time in 2012, in December. And if humanity actually passed that mark, things would start happening. Well, you passed it. How many of you listening are seniors? Do you remember your scriptures that said you would never get past the year 2000? That things would happen, perhaps a third world war, perhaps nuclear holocaust. You were told of many things by many people, including channelers, including the one called Nostradamus. It's in your scriptures as well. Beware of the trouble at the year 2000, they said. When I arrived in 1989, my first words to you, there will be no Holocaust. There will be no World War III. Because humanity was beginning to shift. That is the second message. You passed that marker 8 years ago, and right now you are in the middle of the rewrite of consciousness. How many times could you have had this worldwide pandemic? And the answer is many. You've been flying all over the world for years. If there was even marginally one infection, it could have spread to this degree anytime. But now it's with you. And it's not a plague. It's simply a flu. And yet, it's caused the shutdown of so much. And that shutdown is what we're talking about. It's a time of rejuvenation, a time of change, and you're seeing it everywhere. Some are afraid of it. Some will always be afraid of it. Dear ones, this is what we spoke of years ago. The shift is not going to be gradual, dear ones. You're going to have it, what they call, push a lot of the cultures around you. They will push in politics. They will push in events or situations that are now coming to the surface that have always been there. Inequalities that have always been there, perhaps between men and women, perhaps between certain parts of the society or those of certain races. Starting now, they come to the surface and they will not go away until they are solved or the solutions are started. This is new. Did you notice? You have not had another time like this in human history. Monica said that you have the attributes of a war without a war. It's true. If you take a look at the planet, it's almost like this is a third world war. But without the war, the factories are closed in many places, the jobs are gone in many places, but the infrastructure is still there waiting to come back. And I have told you before that it will. It's going to return faster than you expect, but in a different way. You're going to see some changes that needed changing for decades. And now they'll start to occur. You might say this has been a fast track, a word that means an acceleration of something that should happen. And you're right in the middle of it. This is perhaps the best news I could ever give you. You are magnificent, dear ones, before God. You have the pieces and the parts of the Creator inside. You have light being turned on in you and your country and your culture. And the plea from this side of the veil is find it, understand it. Could it really be true? I'll come back with another channel that celebrates the magnificence of your culture. But this is the message of Kryon, that you're right where you belong in a new kind of world where color is coming to a black and white society. Color is coming to a black and white society. I'll be back. And so it is.